which means that for the past couple of weeks, we've been producing a nightly newscast with one hand and packing to move with the other. Over the next few days, it all comes to a head. We will literally be moving all our microphones, computers, editing equipment, etc., and carrying it all up to our new home in Harlem. That means that for the next few days, you will be hearing Free Speech Radio News in place of the WBAI Evening News during the news hours, 6 and 11:30 p.m. You won't be hearing our voices for a few days, but we will be working for you, preparing our new space to keep bringing you the WBAI Evening News. We'll be back with you real soon, and as always, thank you for listening.
Hey there, friends. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. Having been a little under the weather, as we all have, huh? Well, help us with our recovery. Go to WBAI.org and help us by joining the Buddy System. The more people we have on a recurrent basis giving money to the station, the less we'll have to have fund drives. Help us cut down on those, and we'll do what we can for you. WBAI.org. Buddy. Make a difference.
And indeed, do what you can to support WBAI, this commercial-free, listener-sponsored radio station in the center of the FM dial in New York City. Thank you so much for tuning in. That was Occupy Wall Street Radio. And before that, the evening news, the program, the WBAI Evening News. And yes, we are moving. We're moving uptown, City College of New York, and we'll be talking about that in the next day and then some. The number that we want you to call if you appreciate having Occupy Wall Street Radio on the air, if you appreciate the WBAI Evening News, most importantly, the WBAI Evening News, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. with a Sunday newscast, we need you to call with your pledges of support for WBAI. Now, there was no pitching, no fundraising in the last hour, so we want to take advantage of this moment that we have right now and get you to call to pledge your support on behalf of the WBAI Evening News. Again, that's 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. I'm Michael G. Haskins, your radio host and guide weekday afternoons. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. We're in our winter fundraising and membership drive, and usually at 7 p.m. on a Wednesday evening, you'd be tuning in to Off the Hook, news and information from the Hacker Underground with Emmanuel Goldstein. They're off this week. They had a special on last week. They're off this week. And tonight at 7 p.m., we have some special programming coming your way, so keep your dials right where they are, here at 99.5 FM WBAI.
In the mid-80s, fewer than 3% of all people in most of our countries were using cell phones. But you fast forward to today, when almost 100% of people are using cell phones.
By the time they're 19 or 20 years old, they will have used the phone for 10 years, and we have no idea what type of risk that's carrying.
We've immersed ourselves in an ocean of electromagnetic radiation. It's all around us now. Invisible, we can't see it, but we know it's there. Every time you lift up your mobile phone, you know it's there.
It's very, very hard to turn the clock back, or if not impossible to turn the clock back, but we need to be aware of the adverse health effects so that we have the choice of taking precaution against the exposures.
At present, the World Health Organization statements regarding this are that it is real.
We were not the only cancer cluster around a phone mast. There are many cancer clusters around phone masts.
Most of the cancers which will arrive haven't arrived yet.
How could we have possibly thought putting microwaves to our brain was safe?
We just don't fully understand yet what we're doing.
That, my friends, was a clip from a brand new documentary called Resonance, Beings of Frequency. Hello, WBAI listeners. My name is Christine Blasdale. I'm actually senior producer at the sister station to WBAI in New York, KPFK. And I am so very happy. I have been welcomed so wonderfully here in this amazing city. And I have to tell you that you New Yorkers are amazing, amazing people, because you could survive this kind of weather and Hurricane Sandy. You can survive anything. And, well, we're talking about survival today. We're talking about something very, very important, something that I know if you're listening to me, this information impacts you, because I have, I'll bet a bunch of money that you have a cell phone on you right now. If you don't have one on you right now, it's very close to you. It's probably close to you when you go to sleep. It's close to you when you wake up. It's close to you just about all the time. And we're going to be talking about cell phones today, because this is such an important issue. And we're going to be offering some amazing thank you gifts. This is the winter fun drive for WBAI. And right now, this radio station really could use your help. It was hit so hard with the hurricane, and so many, as so many others had been affected. But this radio station is really the beacon for truth and for information that is so critical in this age of commercials and corporate dominance. And, you know, you turn on the TV and they're always trying to sell you a cell phone, right? A cell phone plan, a cell phone, the latest gadget. Well, I want you to be conscious consumers, and I want you to take your health into consideration, because what we're going to be talking about this hour are the frequencies from cell phones that are radiated from the cell phones. We're also going to be talking about incredible thank you gifts that you can get. We have a DVD that I just played a tiny little portion of. It is so amazing. This is from the UK. It's called Resonance, Beings of Frequency. We're going to be playing more clips from that, talking about the fact that our bodies, as a matter of fact, our minds, our brains, our hearts are all electrically affected, and what these signals do from not only the cell phones, but the cell phone masts, the towers that scatter our countryside. Oh, no, our globe, because globally there are so many of these cell phone towers that are popping up, and they're getting stronger and stronger. And the effects of that, not only on us humans, but the animals, the bees, the little creatures that also share this incredible planet that we live in. But first, we're going to be talking to someone very special. Some other thank you gifts that I have prepared for you this hour, and I really, I'm hoping that you give us a call at 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602, and pick up one of these thank you gifts, or pick up a bunch of these thank you gifts if you can. The DVD we're offering is a $100 contribution, talking about cell phones, talking about the mass towers that radiate the frequencies. But also, we're offering this hour something, some items that I think are so critically important. I actually have one on my phone right now. They're called the Pong we have the iPhone cases. These are cases for your iPhone 5, iPhone 4, 4S, and also we have the Pong case for your iPad mini, which many, many people I know during the holidays picked up these iPad minis, maybe for themselves or for their children, thinking, oh, I'll keep Johnny busy in the living room. You know, he won't be watching TV, but he's going to be on the iPad mini. Well, we're going to be talking to someone right now who knows quite a bit about this information, and is working at an incredible company that develops these cases that actually, well, I'll let our guests say more. I want to welcome to WBAI Dr. Ryan McCaughey. He is the Chief Technology Officer for Pong Research, where he leads the technical team that designs and tests the Pong technology. He has a PhD in physics from the University of Manchester in the UK, and has received a master's in physics with technological physics from the University of Manchester. Dr. McCaughey, thank you so very much for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
So, as the Chief Technology Officer, I am so very happy to have you on, because I would love to have you tell our listeners a little bit. First of all, why do we need any type of protection for our cell phones? Because most people, when they get a cell phone, they get a cool little, you know, rubber cover so that if they drop their phone, it doesn't smash into a million pieces. But Pong is doing something very different, correct?
Correct. Well, when you use your cell phone, holding it up to your head in a normal conversation, your head's absorbing about 40% of the signal that's coming from your phone. And we at Pong Research make a technology that you can apply to your phone. It looks like a normal case, but embedded within it is our special antenna design, which redirects the radiation away from your head.
And the I know that there are different cases. We have available for our listeners the iPhone 5 and the iPhone 4 and 4S case. On the what would you say? Because I know that people are probably confused about how much radiation is coming from their cell phone. Is there a safe level? I mean, I would assume that there's really not a safe level of radiation, but is there something that is an industry standard or in your, maybe even in your opinion, what a safe level of radiation coming from your cell phone would be?
Well, the FCC set what they think is a safe level of 1.6 watts per kilogram, and that's the SAR of a phone. Every phone has a SAR rating.
SAR,
which stands
correct.
For the specific absorption rate. However, there's much debate as to whether that actually is a safe level. This was set many years ago before smartphones were so prevalent in society, and hasn't been updated in quite some time. So a number of research groups around the world are investigating whether or what is an actual safe level. And in reality, no one actually knows what the safe level is yet. It could be many years before we even find that out. But we at Pong Research like to take what many governments advise as the precautionary approach. So we take a proactive stance to exposure to cell phone radiation. So until there's more is known about the science, we recommend that people try to reduce their exposure as much as possible. And one very convenient way to do that is with our cell phone cases and our cases for our tablets and the iPads, for example.
Yeah, I was absolutely, I was really intrigued by the research too, because let's be honest, if you look on the internets, as some people like to say, if you look on the internet, you'll find all kinds of, you know, little stickers and things like that. They say you put this little sticker on your phone and it's going to reduce radiation. And you look at the science and there really isn't any science behind it. They have some fancy wording, and they sell a lot of these things, and they're very, 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 very cheap. So, and they're usually from, you know, other countries. So can you tell us a little bit about the technology on, let's just focus in particular on the iPhone cases that we're offering today. But what would be, what's different from one of these little stickers that you get for super cheap, you know, and get on the internet as sure. Opposed to these cases? Could you tell us more about the technology?
Yeah, I'm familiar with some of the stickers you refer to. We've tested them here in our labs. We have our own testing facilities here in Leesburg, Virginia. And they generally fall into two categories, these other products. They're either stickers that do nothing at all, or they interfere with your cell phone's antenna detrimentally so that your signal from your phone is significantly reduced, which is obviously terrible for your connection. What makes us different is that we don't shield or block the signal in any way. We simply redirect it away from the head.
Mm-hmm.
So as well as getting your reduction in exposure, your cell phone's still able to communicate with a cell tower as it's intended to do. And in some cases, because you're no longer wasting signal in your head, you'll find an improved signal strength with our cases as well.
Yes, that's what I was looking at on the information on the iPhone cases that we are going to be offering to our WBAI listeners. The improved signal strength on the iPhone 5 protective case is improved up to 20%. And for the iPhone 4 and 4S, it goes up to 46%. What I'm really excited about is the reduction to the exposure of cellular radiation from these cases. Can you talk about that? How much, with this case on your phone, how much can you reduce the radiation by this redirection?
Okay. So the how the technology works is that before you put a case on, your phone's radiating in all directions, and you put the palm case on, the technology attracts the radiation from your cell phone antenna towards the back of the phone, towards our case and our technology. So there's less being directed towards your head. And if you take our iPhone 5, for example, we're able to reduce your exposure by up to 91% below the international safety limits.
Say that again.
A substantial reduction. So it's up to 91% below international safety limits.
Wow. And then the iPhone 4S, that's what I have. That's the palm case that I have is for the 4S. And how much does that how much radiation have I reduced, sir, by putting this on my phone?
off the top of my head, I can't remember with the iPhone 4, but it's similar. It's probably 90%+ below.
Yes, I already know the answer to that question. I just was checking on you. No, I went to the.
You've done your homework.
Yes, I have. I have done lots of research on this. No, I had gone up and checked this out. With the protective case that I have for mine, not only do I improve the signal strength of my phone up to 46%, but yes, I get to reduce the radiation by up to 91% below international safety levels. So I feel really good that I'm doing something because, you know, it's you have a phone, don't you? You have a cell phone, doctor.
Of course.
Everyone does.
We're all fans of cell phone technology here. We just want to make them that much safer. So
yeah.
I have a Galaxy Nexus, and I have the Palm case for the Galaxy Nexus out there as well. I use it all the time.
And you also have, and this is something that we're also offering this hour to our listeners, you also have the, and we're focusing in on this particular one, the iPad mini case. Now, this is really interesting because people may think that their cell phones have radiation, but they don't, for some reason, they don't think that these little iPads and iPad minis radiate much. Can you talk about that technology? Because this, to me, is really, really important because so many children, you know, please don't get your child a cell phone, okay, first, folks? Don't do it. Their brains are very different than ours, and their skull is much thinner, the bone structure. But the iPad minis, everybody's getting these for these kids. Can you talk about the need for a protective case? Why would somebody want to protect their child or themselves from this from the radiation coming from the iPad mini? How much is that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, the iPads and the iPad mini. Many of them also contain a cellular antenna, just like your cell phone. It emits similar levels to your cell phone. You may not be holding the device up to your head, but if you've got it on your lap, for example, you're exposing your body to unnecessary radiation. And there are numerous studies that show exposure can reduce sperm count and sperm motility and other reproductive effects. In men and women. So all parts of your body are really sensitive to cellular radiation and wireless radiation. So we also make a case for the iPad and the iPad mini, which again reduces your exposure by up to 91% below the international safety limit, and also actually reduces your Wi-Fi exposure to up to 82% on the iPad mini, for example.
Wow. Because your Wi-Fi, like if you have a Wi-Fi unit in your house, which so many people do, or your hotspot, that radiation is coming at you as well.
It's a very similar radiation, just a slightly different frequency and maybe slightly different intensity. But
wow.
it's, uh, it's a similar to cell phone radiation.
And you talked about the effects of on sperm and the reproductive systems, and in particular, because like when most people have cell phones, they're not putting the cell phone necessarily really close to our reproductive areas. But with the iPad minis, many kids, they put them on their lap, or the iPads, they put them on their lap. So this is something that's definitely of concern. Mm-hmm. One thing that I really was intrigued, this is why I actually wanted to bring offer these gifts, these really important safety precautions to our listeners, is because I had seen your research is fantastic. The science behind this is really solid. But there was an experiment or something that they had tested. Was it through Wired magazine?
Yep, that's right. Wired magazine actually.
Can you talk about that?
Independent test of our iPad cases. They were like some people are, and obviously it's good to have a healthy level of skepticism. So they wanted to find out for themselves how it worked. So they took our case to an FCC test lab, so an FCC certified lab. Cetacom Labs in Milpitas, California, and that's a lab where all cell phones have to go to get certified before they're released to the public to make sure they meet the FCC safety regulations. So they took our iPad there and they measured the wireless exposure and how we affect signal strength, for example, and They follow that up with an in-depth article, not just on our product, but on the whole sort of testing protocol. Mm-hmm. There's a link to that video that they've done on our website on pongresearch.com.
Mm-hmm. And what did they find with they did it, from my understanding, they did a test with something that was not protected. And then they did
they
one
did
with
is,
the case.
Yep, they did one without a Pong case, just a standard iPad, and then a second test with the Pong case on, and it proved essentially proved our claims that it reduced your exposure substantially. But the other part of their test was the testing the signal strength of the iPad with our case. And not a lot of people know this, but the iPad actually contains a proximity sensor. So when you hold it close to your body, it actually powers down its own antenna to make it safer, to reduce your exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it's not a smart sensor, so it can't tell the difference between your body and a typical case. So if you put a typical case onto your iPad, it's going to power down its antenna, and you've got substantially reduced signal.
Mm-hmm.
And our case is uniquely designed to have a compatible port with the sensor, so you don't experience any reduced signal or reduced data transfer speeds when you use a Pong case, while at the same time getting all the great benefits of our radiation reduction.
Yeah, one thing that I've noticed with in particular on all of these cases that we're offering this hour. By the way, folks, if you want to give us a call, because the phone lines are going to get quite busy, the number is 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. If you want to call up and pledge your support to WBAI and support the fact that we're able to talk about this, because we are a commercial-free radio station, folks, so we're not brought to you by any of those big cell phone companies or cell phone carriers. But if you want to get the Pong iPhone 5 case, I highly recommend it. If you are if you're not convinced yet, you will be very soon, because we're going to keep talking about this. But you can call up and pledge for just $120 contribution, tax-deductible contribution. You can get that at 516-620-3602. Also, if you're interested, if you want to get the iPhone 4 or 4S case, again, same thing, $120 contribution. That is nothing, folks, to reduce radiation up to 91% from your powerful cell phone, which we know you love. We know you cannot be departed from that. It also improves the signal strength on many of these units, some with the iPhone 4 and 4S up to 46%, the iPhone 5 up to 20%, and the signal strength also on the iPad mini case, which we have available too. Those three items you can get at 516-620-3602. The iPad mini case, the protective case, for to protect you from the radiation, to improve the signal strength, all of that good stuff is available. Just a little bit more. It's a $180 contribution to WBAI, a wonderful cause, a wonderful radio station. And if anything, you should call up and support right now, this hour, because we're able to talk about this, folks. Corporate media is not going to be all over this talking about it. Wired Magazine will, because they're, you know, they're wonderful technological geeks, and they like this kind of information. But, you know, you're not going to hear this on the evening news, because they don't really want to talk about the harmful effects. There's some wonderful things about cell phones. Don't get me wrong. I love my cell phone. I keep communicated with my entire family, my loved ones. But this is a way to protect us. If you have children, if you have college students, this makes a wonderful gift. Again, the number 516-620-3602. My guest so far this hour is Dr. Ryan McConaughey. He knows what he's talking about. He's the chief technology officer for Pong Research. That's where these cases are coming from. He leads the technical team that designs and tests all of the Pong products. He has a PhD in physics from the University of Manchester, UK, and has received a master's in physics with technological physics from the University of Manchester as well. Dr. McConaughey, can you also tell us, not only do these cases help protect us or reduce the radiation from the cell phones by redirecting, as you said, redirecting the radiation. So when you put the cell phone up to your head, instead of the radiation going all over the place, basically it's pulling it away from the head. It's making sure that it's directed away from the head, so it's not coming into your brain. It's going the other direction, right? It also, in addition to reducing the radiation, it improves the signal strength. But this is something I really love. And folks, if you've got an iPhone, listen in, because let's talk about the battery life on these phones, okay? I swear, I can leave and the battery is fully charged and it looks great, and you're going through your day and all of a sudden you look at your phone and you're like, I have no battery left, and you're texting all your loved ones like, I swear I don't have any battery left. Can you talk about, too, also these cases improve the battery life, too? It can extend it?
Sure, absolutely. Well, because with a normal call on your phone, a lot of the signal is wasted by being absorbed in your head. That's not very good for the efficiency of your communication to the cell tower. But when you put the Pong case on, you're now redirecting a substantial portion of that away from your head, and it's now available for communication. So it's now a much more efficient communication with the cell tower. And of course, more efficient performance means conserved battery life. And we found that, for example, on our iPhone 4 cases, you could have up to over an hour extra talk time simply by using a Pong case.
Well, my friends, thank you for that, Doctor. I'm able to talk a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I'm very, very happy to have you on and joining us, Dr. Ryan McConaughey, the Chief Technology Officer for Pong Research. I'm going to get on the horn here and get our WBAI listeners on the phone, pledging their support to this radio station. But just one quick question, too. How many, this is just a personal question, how many would you say media outlets have called you and talked to you and actually done stories on the Pong? Because this is an amazing breakthrough in technology to help at least protect us a little bit in this inundation of frequencies. Has there been a lot of media attention on this for you?
Well, we're a relatively new company, about 2 years old now, so we're still growing and slowly gaining attention, but we've been covered in a few places like Wired Magazine, as you mentioned before. But our media exposure has been relatively limited so far.
So the New York Times, CNN, ABC, they haven't talked to you and splattered you all over their media?
Well, hopefully, if they're
after this,
they'll maybe pick us up.
I hope so, sir. I really do. Dr. Ryan McKay, I want to thank you so very much for taking the time out of your really busy schedule to talk to us today and the listeners here to let us know about the Pong research and the cases that you guys are providing. I want to thank you so much. And you're going to help us very much today raise some much needed funds. So thank you so very much, sir.
Thank you for having me on, and good luck with the rest of your drive.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was Dr. Ryan McKay, the Chief Technology Officer for Pong Research. Again, he leads the technical team that designs and tests all of these amazing, amazing protective cases. Okay, you've heard enough. I want you to give us a call right now. Think about this this information. You know you have a cell phone. You know your children have cell phones. I wish you didn't give them a cell phone, but if you did, please take a moment to protect them. Take a moment to protect yourself. Help help your body, help your brain survive this technological explosion that we have all across the globe. And if you have an iPhone 5, an iPhone 4 or 4S, or an iPad mini, and you want a protective case, here's the number to call, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. My name is Christine Blasdale. I am actually the senior producer at KPFK in Los Angeles, the sister station to this wonderful, wonderful station right here in New York City, WBAI, and I am here to spread the good word that, yes, there is some hope out there. We can actually do something really positive right now. You can support this amazing radio station. You heard, too. This should be all over the place. They should be talking about, this should be front page news. But Wired Magazine, because that's what they do, they test out technology, and they check and make sure that when people make claims that they can reduce radiation on your cell phone or reduce radiation from your iPad or iPad mini, that that you really have what it takes to back up those claims. And they did the test, and they did find that there was significant reduction in radiation and an improved signal strength. That is very, very important because these guys don't take things like this very lightly. They're very serious about it. The number, again, 516-620-3602 for a $120 contribution. That is so very little, folks. $120 contribution to WBAI. You can pick up the Pong iPhone 5 case. This will improve your signal strength by up to 20%. It will also improve your battery life, and it will reduce radiation exposure up to 91% on your cell phone. The iPhone 5 case is available at 516-620-3602 for a $120 contribution. Also, we have the iPhone 4/4S case. That's what I have. That's what I have right here on my phone. I am so very happy that I have this. This is available to you for a $120 contribution. And by the way, folks, all of these cases are in black. I made sure that, you know, we're going to be fashionably correct and make sure that we can wear this, have this the cell phone cover with whatever we're wearing. Okay. Yes. Dressy or jeans. The number again, 516-620-3602. You can get the iPhone 4/4S case for a $120 donation to WBAI. And of course, the last one that we have for the protective covers is the Pong iPad mini case. If you have an iPad mini or if you got one for your child, remember talking about, he talked about the possible reduction in sperm and reproductive issues that are associated with having the radiation so close to that area. This will boost the 4G signal strength up to 13.2 times compared to any other case, those just regular plastic cases that you put on. But more importantly, this protective case is going to reduce your exposure to Wi-Fi radiation by up to 82%. Again, that is available to you. That one is a $180 contribution by calling 516-620-3602. That number again, 516-620-3602. So get your cell phones out right now and use them for something positive and call up and order one of these amazing protective cases, the Pong iPhone cases, for available for the 5, the 4, 4S, and also the iPad mini. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. If you hear in my voice that I'm very passionate about the subject matter, it is because I am. Everyone has a cell phone, so all of that radiation is being affected, is impacting all of us. But something that is not talked about too is the radiation that comes and the frequencies that come from the cell phone towers that dot our globe all over the place. And more stronger signals are being put up every single day because there's more and more people having phones and they want more powerful phones. They want better connection. Well, what are the ramifications of that? What are the impacts of that? Something else that we're offering this hour, I think that you're going to be very interested in, is called, it's a DVD, it's a documentary called Resonance, Beings of Frequency. This is from the UK. The filmmaker is an incredibly, just a wonderfully talented filmmaker who has done so much research on this. And they've examined 60 years of research, scientific research, to uncover that the actual mechanisms by which cell phone technology can cause cancer. And they're talking about, again, because the amount of radiation, we want the World Health Organization has also finally come out and said that, well, yes, there's possible cancer from cell phone usage. So the information is coming out very slowly, but it's a very frightening thing for people because the genie's out of the bottle, right? Everyone has a cell phone. There are towers everywhere. And we just want you to be protected, and we want you to have information. So if you want to call up and get one of those protective cases, the number again is 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. But if you don't want to get one of those cases and you want to just take a look at a documentary that will make you want to get one of these cases, it's called Resonance, Beings of Frequency. We're going to listen to a clip now from this incredible documentary. This documentary, too, by the way, is available to you for a contribution of $100. It is brand new. I worked very, very hard to get this for you, the WBAI listener. I think it's very important. It's very critical. Again, it is available to you for a $100 contribution by calling 516-620-3602. In this clip that we're going to be playing, we're going to hear about the mobile phones and the SAR ratings. That's what the first question I asked Dr. Ryan McCaughey, the chief technology officer for Pong Research, who creates these protective covers. I had asked him in particular about the safe level. What is the safe level of radiation? Which sounds so crazy. You know, maybe 100, 200 years from now, they're going to go, do you know those people actually thought there was a safe level for radiation? Well, yes, we are, you know, okay. Well, maybe in a couple hundred years, we'll know better. But he had said that the FCC had set the limit, the acceptable limit for 1.6. And that's something that you can actually look on your cell phone when you get your all your paperwork. It'll say in there the SAR, the specific absorption rate of how much radiation is basically going into your brain. But the scientist, the doctor there, the physics, the doctor in physics, says that they believe that they're really that information is not accurate, and that much, much lower levels would be much, much better, obviously. So we're going to listen to this clip from Resonance, Beings of Frequency. This DVD is yours, again, by calling 516-620-3602. This is going to talk about the radiation that's coming from the cell phones. Please keep those calls coming in right now. It's going to be a very busy hour, so we want you to get in and get either the protective case for your iPad mini, for your iPhone 5, get a protective case for your iPhone 4 or 4S, or pick up this DVD, Resonance. It is available to you for only $100. 516-620-3602. Let's listen now to Resonance, Beings of Frequency.
Try and make a phone call, it'll be almost constant because it starts right. A proper sort of two-way high bandwidth transmission.
Okay, let's do that.
Oh wow. So as soon as it picks up, this is it trying to, and this is once it's on call mode, this is now what the phone's doing.
And that's waves going from my phone to the base station and then being transmitted from there.
And that's it's picked up.
That's horrible.
And that's basically what your phone's transmitting into your head all the time, that you've got it operational and you're using it for phone. Thank you.
It's hard to imagine a piece of technology which has accelerated into our lives, quite like the mobile phone. 25 years ago, it was seen as little more than a gimmick. Today, 4 billion of us own one. And the average age of a child when they receive their first phone is just 8 years old. The way a mobile phone works is by sending and receiving microwave frequencies to and from the base station. So having a phone pressed against your head inevitably means your brain is being exposed to those waves. Does the brain react to this exposure? A recent American study shows it absolutely does. The work was carried out by Dr. Nora Valco. Dr. Valco and her team studied 47 healthy people for an entire year. Participants had a cell phone placed on their left and right ears. One was activated but muted, the other was turned off. Dr. Valco used brain imaging equipment to study how much glucose the brain would use during exposure.
So it's a very sensitive marker to indicate if there are changes in brain activity that may be driven by a given stimulus, which in this case was the cell phone.
When the brain is stimulated, it consumes glucose in the same way a car consumes fuel.
15-minute exposure to a cell phone was associated with increases in glucose consumption by the brain, which indicates that the brain was being activated by the radio frequencies from the cell phone. This right area of the brain that was very close to the antenna showed the largest increases in metabolism as compared when the telephones were off. Even though the radio frequencies that are emitted from current cell phone technologies are very weak, they are able to activate the human brain to have an effect.
By using a muted cell phone, Dr. Valco's experiment showed that the human brain has a metabolic reaction to the presence of microwaves from a mobile phone. A metabolic reaction at levels well below the legal limit. Something many people claimed was impossible. And the reaction recorded by the doctor is secondary to an even greater concern: the way that those microwaves are actually absorbed by the brain. This has become known as SAR.
SAR is, well, first of all, it stands for specific absorption rate, and that's the measure of how much radio waves, or how much RF energy, in this case radio waves, is absorbed into the human body over a certain period of time within a certain volume. So it's a measure of the heating effect that a radio transmitter would have on your body, on the human body.
The SAR for every mobile phone is measured in this way, using an artificial head called a SAM Phantom. This is filled with a glucose mixture which represents the brain. The probe measures the amount of microwave radiation that penetrates the SAM Phantom skull and calculates a SAR rating based on how much energy is absorbed.
For the European Union, the limit is 2 watts per kilogram, over a 10 gram average of tissue. For America, it's 1.6 watts per kilogram, over a 1 gram average of tissue. So the limit for the USA is more stringent than for the European Union, but other countries around the world, such as Australia and New Zealand, use the European limit.
Some of the most popular phones on the market emit so much microwave radiation that their SAR rating is right on the edge of the limit. Every millimeter of skull helps protect the brain against the phone's microwave radiation, and therefore lowers the phone's SAR rating. Children get their first phone at the average age of 8 years old. An 8-year-old skull is considerably thinner than that of an adult. So you would hope that phones are tested against a skull which represents the thickness of that of a child.
The SAM head is an average shaped and sized human skull. The average of 10,000 people has been taken in terms of the head measurements, and this SAM Phantom head has been created, which is an average human skull.
Obviously, the head of an average human being is considerably larger than that of an 8-year-old child. But when we investigate the company that makes the SAM Phantom head, we discover that the news is even worse. The SAM Phantom isn't just the average of 10,000 people. It's the average of 10,000 US Army personnel. And US Army personnel most certainly have a larger, bigger, thicker head than the average 8-year-old. It's pretty reasonable to assume that if most mobile phones were tested against the skull of an 8-year-old, they would fail.
You think? Wow. This is an incredible brand new documentary called Resonance, Beings of Frequency. Resonance can be yours for a contribution of just $100 to this amazing radio station, WBAI. The phone number to call to get this documentary. We only played a small portion of it, folks. And it is so powerful. This will really make you think about getting your child a cell phone. This will actually really make you think about how you use your cell phone. Do you use your cell phone as an alarm clock, my friends? Do you have it next to your head when you go to sleep? Please don't. The number to call is 516-620-3602. Again, 516-620-3602. We're offering this DVD. We will send it to you as a thank you gift for your contribution to this radio station, WBAI. Resonance, for a $100 contribution to WBAI at 516-620-3602. We also have available, do not forget that we have the protective Pong iPhone cases. These are cases that you can put on your phone. They will reduce the radiation. We had the physics doctor on, the head technology officer for Pong Research, talking about the research that they have done, talking about the experiments that were tested by Wired magazine to make sure that what they were saying was true and it was backed up. Do not think that these little stickers that you get for super cheap from places far, far away are going to protect your brain. Get one that has the real science behind it. The Pong iPhone cases we have available for a $120 contribution. It is really affordable. You can put it on your MasterCard, American Express, Visa. You can do your payment plan through your credit card company. The iPhone cases that we have available are for the iPhone 5, the iPhone 4, 4S, and we also have a protective case for the iPad mini. That's a little bit more in contribution. That's $180 contribution, but it reduces your exposure to Wi-Fi radiation by up to 82% and improves the signal strength many, many times over. And again, there the research has been done. Wired magazine showed that it did reduce radiation and it improved the signal strength. The number to call, 516-620-3602. And if you're a really conscious consumer, if you're someone who is really concerned about this, which I hope you are, after all of this information, we really talked a lot today. I haven't done a lot of pitching. I haven't done a lot of begging for you to call, because you know what? This is for you. This isn't for me. I've already got my protective case. I've already got this documentary. I already have the information. I know I can talk to people on the street when I see them, or if a child has, you know, a cell phone, I can talk to them because I have this information. I want you to have this information. I want you to protect yourself. I want you to protect your family and friends and loved ones. Please call us right now. Pick up the DVD for a $100 contribution, Resonance, 516-620-3602. Or get the DVD and a protective case. Why not get it all? You can do that. If you want to get one of the iPhone protective cases for the 5, the 4, 4S, you can make a total contribution of $220. For $220, you'll get the DVD and also one of these protective cases. Or if you want to get the Pong iPad mini protective case. That is a $180 contribution by itself, but you can get that plus the DVD for $280 if you wanted to get them both. But please call right now, 516-620-3602. The number again, 516-620-3602. These are very affordable thank you gifts, but more importantly, this is something for your health. It's not just, these protective cases are not just something that, you know, a nice, interesting book, you're going to look at it and flip through it and put it on your shelf and never use it. I use my protective case on my iPhone every single day, 24 hours a day. This is something that I think is so very important. So the radiation, instead of being spread out all over the place and coming into my brain, it is redirected away from my brain up to 91%. It improves also the signal strength on my phone, so I have better quality sound when I'm on the phone. It extends the battery life. Hello, iPhone owners. You know how the battery, you know, drops after a while. This will improve the battery life as well. So it is a wonderful, wonderful gift for someone that you love or for yourself. Be generous to yourself right now. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. I know the phone lines are very busy right now. If you, for some reason, get a busy signal, please hang up and hit redial on your cell phone. Use that cell phone for something positive today to get this information and to protect yourself. This is what it's about, and this is what WBAI is all about, sharing information that you should know. You know, again, maybe the cell phone companies aren't too excited about us talking about the radiation that is emitted. I'll tell you something. I had gone to the to CNET. I love this website because you can look at the radiation levels of the highest radiation levels of cell phones and the lowest. And I know that I have, like I said, I have an iPhone 4S. The SAR on that is pretty high, according, you know, to what I would prefer. It's a 1.11. The iPhone 5 emits a 1.18. And again, the doctor said that the FCC set the highest standards, the highest level is a 1.6, but he thinks that that is not correct as well, that he thinks that's way too high. But the BlackBerry Curve, the RIM BlackBerry Curve I'm looking at online, it's a 1.58. It's right up there at the very, very top. So please call right now. Just protect yourself, protect your loved ones by getting one of these protective cases for your iPhone 5, 4, or 4S. The number again, 516-620-3602. Okay, enough of me talking. I want to get back to another clip from this very important documentary. If you want to get this this DVD, Resonance, it is available to you for a $100 contribution. You can make payments on your credit card. It's so easy by calling 516-620-3602. In this next clip from Resonance, the DVD that we're offering this hour, along with the Pong iPhone cases and the iPad mini case, this clip's going to talk about the World Health Organization finally talking about the cancer, the possibilities of cancer from cell phone usage. So let's listen to this clip. It's very important to get this out over the airwaves, and it's so important for you to support WBAI, really, truly the only station in this area that will allow the broadcast of such kind of information. So please support it by calling 516-620-3602.
In 2011, the World Health Organization changed the danger rating of mobile phones, reclassing it as possibly carcinogenic to humans. Based on an increased risk of contracting a geloma, the type of brain tumor associated with using a mobile phone. What was the catalyst for this abrupt change in status? There have been countless studies conducted into the possible health effects of mobile phones. Some showing an effect, some showing no effect. But the most conclusive came from Leonard Hardell. He has overseen the largest and most comprehensive piece of research ever conducted, combining his own work with that of others from around the world. From the early 1990s, they have investigated the phone habits of more than 2,000 people from around the world. People with tumors such as astrocytoma and acoustic neuroma, the brain tumors associated most with mobile phone use due to their proximity to the ear. Their findings are shocking. They concluded that mobile phone use does increase the risk of a brain tumour. And they also discovered why earlier research showed no effect.
I think there's more evidence that it's carcinogenic than just possibly carcinogenic. But I can understand it in a way, because most of the cancers which will arrive haven't arrived yet. I mean, people haven't been using cell phones for long enough for the true effect to become apparent.
As is the case with other carcinogens, it takes at least 10 years before you start to see an effect from the exposure. Because the mobile phone explosion didn't really take hold until the late 1990s, it's not surprising we are just starting to see the effects right now. So what are the telecoms industry doing to protect its users from contracting a brain tumour? A flick to the far reaches of their safety manuals suggests that they are more concerned about protecting themselves. At the back of almost every single phone's user guide are instructions on how far to keep your phone from your body. Instructions which, in the most part, are wholly unworkable. And what happens when the telecoms industry funds research into the harm that they are causing? And that research concludes that there is an effect, that the use of a mobile phone does play a role in the development of cancer, they tend to keep that research to themselves.
We just don't know what we're storing up with EMF, because the effects are largely long-term. And we have, as you say, this ubiquitous exposure and ubiquitous reliance on these exposures. We just don't fully understand yet what we're doing.
Although the epidemiology clearly shows that using a mobile phone increases the risk of contracting a brain tumour, what people like ICNIRP need to see is a definitive cause and effect. How it happens. What's the mechanism? How exactly is the cancer caused? It may seem obvious that a being so tuned in to the Earth's frequencies and so sensitive to her magnetic fields would naturally have a reaction to man-made microwaves. But for years, the telecoms industry have defended their actions by asking the same question. As it turns out, they've been asking the wrong question. The answer is melatonin.
Oh my goodness, and this gets into a whole other chapter about the effects of radiation on melatonin. This is an incredible documentary, folks. Not only does it talk about the radiation from the cell phones, it talks about the cell phone towers, the effect of all those signals bombarding us, our beings of frequency, our human beings, and how we're being affected by that. But it also talks about the cordless phones that are in your home, you know, the home phones. These are not even the cell phones that we're carrying around. Yes, we're carrying around these cell phones, we're putting up to our head. There's an increase in brain tumors worldwide, surprise, surprise, with this explosion of cell phone technology. But also, this talks about those cordless phones, you know, those base phones that you have. You walk around and you're talking to your family and friends. This also talks about those as well. This is such an incredibly important documentary. We want to get as many people on the phone as possible. I only have a few minutes to get as many of you on the lines right now. The number to call to pick up this DVD, Resonance, Beings of Frequency, the number is 516-620-3602. Let me say that again slowly. 516-620-3602. And if you want to get the DVD by itself, it's a $100 contribution to WBAI. If you want to get one of the protective, the Pong iPhone protective cases, this I highly recommend. If you only have a little bit of money this time of the year and you really want to do something important for your health or for the health of someone who you care about, who you really love, I really, really want you to pick up the phone and call 516-620-3602. Pick up one of these protective cases. You can get the Pong iPhone 5 case. Again, this will it optimizes the signal strength. It conserves battery life. But the most important thing is it reduces radiation exposure up to 91% below international safety limits. Incredible. It improves your signal strength by up to 20%. Again, that is available to you for just a $120 contribution to WBAI. And guess what? We're a nonprofit radio station, so you have a tax deduction at the end of the year. So you get to help your brain, you get to help WBAI, and you get to take some taxes, get some money off of your taxes. And that's a very good thing to do. Get some of that stuff back from Uncle Sam and keep it for yourself. The number again, 516-620-3602. Just minutes to go, a few minutes to go. The iPhone 4S case, the protective case for that, we have that available as well for $120 contribution. So get a protective case for your 4S or 5, your iPhone 4S or 5 phones. Get them now by calling 516-620-3602. Also, we have the Pong iPad mini case. This is a little bit more money to donate to WBAI. It's a $180 contribution, but you will reduce the Wi-Fi radiation up to 82%. You'll improve the signal strength many, many times over. And this was also tested by Wired magazine, and it had showed that this protective case reduced radiation and improved signal strength. All of these cases are in black, and the number to call is 516-620-3602. I have so little time left. I have how much time, Ife? A minute? Less. I have less than a minute. That's less than 60 seconds to get as many of you on the phones as possible. Support this radio station. There is no other network in the country that would allow me to do this. Do you know if I was at a corporate media-controlled radio station, the program director would be knocking down the door saying, "What are you doing? You cannot say anything about our advertisers emitting radiation." Well, thankfully, we're supported by you, the public. So please, don't take that for granted. Keep this radio station around. 516-620-3602. I'm Christine Blasdale. I want to thank you so very much for joining me today. I want to thank Ife for being wonderful on the boards, as always. And stay tuned. There's more Fun Drive programming coming your way right here on WBAI 99.5 FM.
Hi, this is Spike Lee, and you're listening to WBAI Community Radio in New York City. WBAI exists almost entirely on your support. Please be generous. Thank you very much.
Welcome to Another News. I'm Jeff Brady. This is a special fundraiser edition of Another News, and we're really fortunate to have Dr. Paul Dobransky with us this evening. What we're going to look at here as our premiums is something called the Mind OS system. We're going to get into detail on that later in the next 2 hours. What is the Mind OS system? It is something that connects to a lot of the material that we've been covering in the past shows. It is described as ultimately laying out for you the complete, personal, unique, tailored path to finding all your skills, talents, and desires. spotting the flaws and weaknesses and preparing them for the challenges you will inevitably face as a man or a woman on a mission. There's much, much more to this description. I want to relay to you what we're offering here. The Mind OS ebook, that's yours for a $25 pledge. The Mind OS video, which is essentially access to streaming video on Dr. Paul's website. Together, the ebook and the streaming video is yours for a $50 pledge. We're offering the In Other News archive, that's 84 shows on an MP3 disc, yours for a $35 pledge. The whole thing, the ebook, the streaming video, which we'll hear from in a little bit here, the archive, all together, is yours for a $75 pledge. And get this, no cost to the station. This is really a fantastic bargain for everyone. We're going to go into detail here with the MindOS streaming video, yours for a $50 pledge. Take a listen to this.
This is the source of Nazism. It's what happened to the German people, projecting bad onto the Jewish people. This is the source of any racial prejudice. It's the cause of a lot of wars. That's why if you're from the wrong religion and, you know, you're my daddy's bigger than your daddy and, you know, I'm going to bomb you kind of thing. Fundamentalism. It's all projection causing that. So you see how right here boundaries are the cure for most of the world's problems that we have. Getting that animal reptilian brain under control by containing it and channeling it and directing it to good ends rather than letting it just explode. Flip side of this happens to also be something interesting you can pat yourself on the back for, that sometimes we don't feel totally comfortable about the good in us, and we're self-effacing a little too much. Almost like some of the British guys that I treat. They're all like Hugh Grant. You know, they're so courteous, and they're like, oh my, I'm so sorry. And they had nothing to do with what went wrong. They're apologizing all the time. There's something about not being comfortable with the good in us either, because it might carry with it some responsibility, some adult responsibility. One time I misquoted on this topic, and I said, with great power comes great responsibility. And I said, I think Benjamin Franklin might have said that. And somebody goes, no, that was Spider-Man's uncle. Peter Parker's uncle. I'm like, oh. Got to keep my quotes straight.
Just one other thing, Paul, going back to Spider-Man. Spidey sense, you know, when Spider-Man has a Spidey sense or Peter Parker has a Spidey sense, observing ego.
Yeah.
That's observing ego. So look no farther than the comic books for all of Paul's teachings and more.
Yeah, that's great. When I teach men and women about sexual attraction and masculinity and femininity, I do talk a lot about some of these modern myths, comic myths, like Superman, Batman, Spider-Man. These are myths. Wonder Woman. These are all myths. And the reason myths are useful is because if a story has lasted for thousands of years, there's got to be something universal to it. Have you ever really liked an indie film? Like a little art house film? Not a lot of people heard about it, but you saw it and you kind of liked it. Well, you liked it because it was kind of quirky and unique in the exact quirky, unique way you are. That's why you liked the art house film. But it didn't become a classic. It didn't become an Oscar winner that lasts for all time, like Shakespeare or like ancient Greek myths, because it's not universal enough. So whatever is most universal, and this is where Jungian psychology can be kind of useful, pegged into our model. If something's universal and lasts thousands of years, it lasts because every man and every woman can connect with it. Everyone ever born can connect with it. So it's actually teaching us about the reptilian brain, the unconscious, which is kind of what Carl Jung said. that our unconscious is a set of stories and narratives. Yeah, there's a little diversion, but the reptilian brain, really, I think ancient myths and stories, just like Carl Jung would have said, are like the secret code to the mechanics of our reptilian brain. These ancient narratives, they only last because they're universal. Okay? So Spider-Man, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, all these myths, modern myths, are just as useful for understanding our core animal instincts and what's feminine or masculine. But back to ego defenses. So there's this other thing we do when we're not comfortable with the good in us because it carries responsibility. Example in males might also be, let's say, you are about to outdo your own dad in career. That's kind of taboo. Feels kind of something wrong with that on some level. Because if you outdo your own dad, who's going to advise you? You're like in outer space. You're on your own. There's nobody to really teach you. So you get this taboo, and you do what has been called self-defeating behavior as a male. And the dynamics are a little bit different for females. So good can sometimes feel uncomfortable, even though it's good. Might be responsibility to it. There might be guilt over outdoing your own dad. So I'm not comfortable owning the good in me for whatever reason. And I project that out onto others that I've never met, that I don't know so well. And this then becomes our hero, our heroes, whether you're male or female. You have heroes, people you've never met, perhaps, that you feel like you know really well because you read all about their life, and you feel a lot of kinship with them. They feel a lot like you. And the reason you chose them as a hero is because you project your good onto them because your particular good kind of fits the way they are. They're a willing, unknown, anonymous, really, projector screen for your good. So anytime you're overly hero-worshipping somebody, it's probably that you're not giving yourself enough credit for a part of you that's heroic, a part of you that's good. And if you get over the fear of having the responsibility for managing it and putting it out into the world, you get to own that and really enjoy it and feel good about it. Okay, so that's projection as an ego defense.
That was a sample from the MindOS video that we're offering to you right now for a $50 pledge. That includes the MindOS ebook as well. The whole pack with the In Other News archive is yours for a $75 pledge. If you want to get these things separate, such as the ebook, that's a $25 pledge, the MindOS video is still a $50 pledge. We'll throw that in there with the streaming video in the ebook. That's together. The archive, of course, is a $35 pledge. That's 84 shows. When you call 516-620-3602, Dr. Paul Dobransky is here in the studio. He's been on the show a couple times. So if you've been listening to the show, you may be familiar with his work, and we discussed in detail the issue of boundaries. But we're doing something a little interesting here in that it's not the conventional process of sending out a premium to the listener. This is more of, we need the email from you, and it goes to Dr. Paul. And then Dr. Paul emails you with the link to download the ebook and to stream the MindOS video series. I don't know, how much is that regularly? How much does that cost?
Well, the ebook itself is $97, and the video streaming, for I believe we're giving a year of that, that's $500.
I got you. Okay. So this is really valuable information to get. And it, of course, thank you, Dr. Paul, for offering that generously. It's free to the station. So it's really something for the listeners of this wonderful station right now. When you call 516-620-3602. Now, Dr. Paul, we discussed boundaries in depth in a previous show last summer. But getting into the MindOS, that's 9 hours of material. How did you develop this?
Well, frankly, it was being on call late at night as a resident, as a resident doctor, waiting for cases to come in. Sometimes there's a long time in between when you're a trainee. And I was in the process of getting my medical education as well, and noticing that as I went through all the really heavy-duty course materials, a lot of the terminology commonly used in my field is kind of weighty stuff. For example, there's a phrase comes from the self-psychologists and Cohutian psychology called transmuting internalization. Do you know what that means?
I've heard the word transmutation.
Transmuting internalization.
What? I have no idea.
It means parents, to be good parents, need to be a home base to their kids, but occasionally need to let them down, so they're forced to learn something.